Okay, today we start the ninth parak. The ninth parak of Masechas Erevin, the ninth of ten. Ninth of ten parakim. So we are, the second to last parak, we've had this mishnah a number of times before in the Masechta. Just by way of introduction, to see the Rambam. Remember the institution of Erev Chatzeros. Mida Oraisa, there's nothing wrong with carrying from my house to my chatzer. There are two Rosh Hashanah, they're both surrounded by walls. So going from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah is not a problem. The only Yisud Oraisa on Shabbos is going from a Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, or vice versa. But Chazal made a gzera that one is not allowed to carry from their house, from their respective house, to their own chatzer, unless they make an Erev with the other peoples who also have houses going into the chatzer. Why is that? Because though they are both Rosh Hashayachids, they are slightly different Rosh Hashayachids. Your house is a totally private Rosh Hashayachid. The chatzer is a Rosh Hashayachid mishutefes, Rosh Hashayachid that is joined together by a number of people. And that is why Chazal said, if we allow you to carry from one to the other, it could lead to more problems. As the Rambam writes, in Hilchas Erevin Perek Aleph, the Rambam says, "Mebneimat tikein Shlomo davarzeh." This is a very old takana. Shlomo HaMelech is one of the few that the Gemara mentions. This and Netilas Yadayim and some Hilchas Yichud says the Rambam. Why could they shalo yitu ha'am? So the Am does not make a mistake. V'yomer, and they say k'shem shemutter, just like it's mutter to do what we're doing here. So too it's mutter to carry out into the street. V'yomer shachateres bovadim which is yachid v'yidmu, and they will think she'ein ha'hutzam melacha v'shemutter lahotzi ulahaknis v'rishus yachal which is Rambam. They'll think there's no such thing as a melacha. L'fichach tikein. That's why he made a takana. She'kol rishus yachid she'techalek b'diurin. Every rishus yachid that is split up amongst people, the yeachis kolechad echad bar rishus laatzmo, and you have one rishus yeachid that belongs privately to one person. The yishayer mimena makom be rishus kulam, and separate from it is a rishus of others where there's a rishus mishutefes. The yad kulan shavibo could go to chatzel abatin. So what a chazat? What did Shlomo HaMelech do? Listen to the Rambam's lashon. She nachshov oso hamachom she yad kulan shavibo ki iluhu rishus larabim. We should think of the chatzer as if it's a rishus harabim. V'nachshov kol makom u'makom she'achas kol echad min hashcheinim v'chelko la'atzmo shehu bilvad rishus hayachid. And I should think that midrabanan, the only real rishus hayachid, is one that is specifically owned and used by a private party. V'yaser lahotzi mirishus shechalak la'atzmo l'rishus she'ad kulam shavebo kemo, that would be the iser of bayis the chatzer, would be just like kemo she'ein motziid mirishus hayachid rishus harabim. Eli yishtamish kol echad b'rishus shechalak la'atzmo b'lvad, achi arvukulan afal b'shakol rishus hayachid. So that is the background. Again, we've never mentioned that Rambam b'feirish. That is the background for the halacha of Eruv Chatzeris, which we noted is a mitzvah, right? We pass from the Rambam and the Ravid both say that by Eruv Chatzeris you make a bracha. Eruv Tchumen is a machlokas. But everybody agrees that is a mitzvah midrabanan, to be able to carry out. It's also a matir, but it's also a mitzvah to carry out from your house to your chatz. So with that background, we get to the Mishnah. Kol Gagos, with three-way machlokas rishonim. To be a three-way machlokas tanoim. We know that what I just mentioned, and that is bias to chatzer, that's also means rabbanim. But what if you're not talking about a bias to a chatzer, which is a real private rishus, right, only to you, versus a chatzer, which is to everybody? What if you have middle kind of rishuyos? The three types of rishuyos known as chatzeros, gagos, and karpifios. All these three are different, yet they are all used somewhat. They do not have as much common usage as a chatzer. Chatzer, you do everything, and you walk out of your house, you're always doing work and usages in your chatzer. These three have less usage, less tashmish. Tashmish, Rashi says, she'inon tadir. You don't have such common uses. So are these enough? Did the gzeira also apply to these? What's the halacha regarding these semi-rishus hayachids outside the house? So three shitas. First shita, Rav Meir. Kol gagos ha'ir rishus achaz. All roofs of the city. In those days, the roofs were flat, and they used their roofs. And the hilchas makeh was much more common. Nowadays, if the roofs are slanted, you know that you don't. Then there's you're not talking about using, going from one to the other. But let's say in those days, you used to use them. So kol gagos, all their roofs, ha'ir rishus achas. They are all considered one rishus. Going from, as we'll see later in the Mishnah, they're all one rishus, going, let's say, from my roof to your roof, and to the next roof, we could jump from roof to roof, carrying things in and out of all the roofs on Shabbos. Ubilvad, yeah?
Is an ear defined the same way we define it by ear?
Is an ear is an ear, meaning Rishus, the whole ear, called Gagos HaEir. Meaning, could you go, would you be able to go from the Gag of one city to the Gag of another city, but how do you get there if it's outside the Tchum?
No, but we had, Ubra HaEir and
right, Uber. I guess, yeah, included in the Uber year, yeah, because we said you say Uber year lahakel, so that's what. So I assume it'll be included there too. So you could jump from roof to roof, You could jump. Ubelvat shelo yehe gav gavoy. You don't know machyud. As long as one roof is not 10 tfachim higher or lower than the next roof, we'll see why Rebbe Meir has this limit. But this is the shita divrei Rebbe Meir. This is the shita of Rebbe Meir. So again, 2 points just on this Rashid of Rabbi Meir. It says, all the Gagos HaEir are Rishus Acha. So Rashi says, the first Rashi, V'yafa pisha diyur chaluke l'mata l'shei b'riyatam, even though underneath these roofs, it's private houses, so why should you just, if the two houses are private, so the two roofs on top are together, you can carry from one to the other. So Rashi says, no. Hagagos she'ein tashmishen tadir, ain b'hem chilek rishuyos. Because Gagos don't have as much common usage, they don't have as much power to aser one on the other. Usage creates iser, midrabanan. If you don't use it so much, so we're not going to designate it so much as yours, you use it, but you use it so much, use it a little bit. So that's why Gagos aren't the same as real batim or chatseros, and therefore they're not going to be as powerful to aser, according to Rabbi Meir. The reason is, ain tashmishen tadir. We'll see that the Rishash points out that the Gemara gives a different reason. Rashi gives this reason, but the Gemara gives a different reason. It's either way, one of two reasons for Rabbi Meir. As long as, Rabbi Meir says, as long as one roof is not 10 above or 10 below. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Anybody bothered by that language?
So is that also an issue with apartment buildings? And,
is that issue with apartment buildings from the tops of apartment buildings? The tops of apartments, tops of apartments, that's this issue. If you wouldn't have an Eruv, and if they're usable. But there's another problem with the language of the Mishnah. Anybody bothered by it? Yeah? Excellent. Ask the Tosfos Yantav. Ask the Pharisee Yisrael. What does Rabbi Meir say? As long as one isn't 10 above or 10 below. What do you mean, or? The second one is 10 above, the other one's a 10 below. You would have to say either or. 10 above, 10 below. So I send it to Pharisee Yisrael that, V'nirli debe high time anachad Rabbi Meir, haya echad gavo echad namuch, v'hari hainu hach, darik she'echad gavoa behechruch, shashiri nabach kushis Rabbeinu Tosfos Yantav. So what is it? So he says it alludes to the Gemara, because the Gemara is about to say, what's the reason for Rabbi Meir? Again, we'll see this in the Gemara in a second. What's the reason for Rabbi Meir? Because Rabbi Meir is Gozer. It's a Gzera D'Rabbanan, because we know that, let's say there's a tail Brishus HaRabim. Let's say in the middle of Brishus HaRabim, you have a pillar that is 10 Tzvachim high and 4 Tzvachim wide. That's a Brishus HaYachin. And you're not allowed to put things on there or take things from there. So Rabbi Meir is Gozer in any similar type of case, where you have one Rishus that's above the other one, and it could be confused with the Tel Rishus HaRabim. That's why he's going to be Gozer. That's why we're going to see in the Gemara. That's why one roof above the others is going to be a problem. So says the Tiferes Yisrael, that's what this halacha is referring to. Because you might have thought that you should limit this. Abba Kiva says the Tiferes Yisrael. Since the whole gzeira is connected to amud, so then which case makes sense to be gozer? If all the roofs of the city are one level, and you have one sticking up high, that's amud versus arabim. That's where he should make the gzeira. Let's say you have the opposite case. All the roofs are one level, and you have one roof that's, one roof is Har Sinai. One roof is a little bit lower. So there doesn't, is that like tel versus arabim? You're going to be gozer there? So you might have thought, if you would have just said gavoa, that it doesn't apply to that case. Kamash malon lo plug. Kamash Vilan says that Tiferes Yisrael and Shitas Rabbi Meir have amina the shura shleima lo dami lo amud rak hagad ha namuch nidme leguma to lo gazer. Still Kamash Vilan to lo plug. That's why he says even though you're right, it's automatic, but still that is what the Tiferes Yisrael says. It's coming to teach me even in the case where one roof is less than the other ones, that also Rabbi Meir is gozer. Okay, that is all the first Shitas Rabbi Meir. That all Gagos are one Rishus, and as we'll see in the Gemara, according to Rabbi Meir, all Chatzeros are one Rishus, all Karpifos are one Rishus. You can't go from one to the other. Gagos, Chatzeros, and Karpifos, they're all separate, but they are all one Rishus in each other in order to carry from one Chatzer to the next Chatzer, one roof to the next roof, etc. The Chachamim Omrim, second Shita, call Echad ve'echad Rishus, bifnei atzmo. The Chachamim of the most Machmir, no. Every Rishus is Rishus Bifnei Atzmo. Just like the houses underneath are separate, the roofs on top are separate. That's also Bichlal, this Gzeira. Shita number three, the most maker, Reb Shimon Omer, not only do I say like Rabbi Meir, that you can go from Gag to Gag, or Karpif to Karpif, but you could also go to from one to the other. Echad Gagos, Echad Chatzers, Echad Karpifos, whether Gagos, Chatzers, or Karpifos. Either way, you can carry from one all the way to the other. The Rashi says, because all of them, Ein Tashmishan Miyuchad V'Tadir, all of them, they don't have so much common usage, so we're not going to designate the usage to one person, to one owner, residence, and therefore you can go from one to the other. And then the last line of the Mishnah, which some say is really, Reb Meir also holds of this line, not just Rabbi Shimon, Rishus Achas Hein L'Kelim Sheshavsu B'Sochan V'Lo L'Kelim Sheshavsu B'Soch HaBayis. This all applies when Reb Meir says you can go from Gag to Gag, or when Reb Shimon says you can go from one to the other, that is all only applying to Kelim that started out in these areas at the beginning of Shabbos. But if Kalim started out in the houses, so then you're not allowed to, and that's how you made an Eir of Chatzeros for you, and you carry from your house to your Chatzer, you can't then carry from your Chatzer to the next Chatzer. We've had this before, that's a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, because if you carry something out of your house, you're not going to realize this is a Chatzer thing, so therefore you might not only carry to the next Chatzer, you might carry it to the next house. And where goes there Mishum that? If it starts out in the Chatzer, then it's a Chatzer, it's a beach chair, whatever it is, and therefore we're not worried, you're going to go inside somebody else's house. So you're going to go from Chatzer to Chatzer. But when it comes to things that started out in your house, so that we don't allow, Bein L'Rabbi Meir, Bein L'Rabbi Shimon, we don't allow you carrying that from your house to the chatzer, to the next chatzer. It only applies to things, objects that start out in the chatzer from before Shabbos. Okay, that is a limit even on Shitas R' Meir. There is an interesting Ar Sameach. The Sameach notes that, first of all, the language of the Mishnah, L'Kelim Sheshavsu, Kelim. Why are we talking about Kelim? And he notes in all the Gemaras that we've had in Masechas Eiruvin and Masechas Shabbos, where we quote the Shita of Rabbi Meir, it's always about Kelim. We had it about the Aluntis, about the towel. We had it about an Izemel, a knife in Rabbi Elazar Demila. We had it about a Sefer Torah we're going to have later on. So why dafka Kelim, Kelim? So the Ar Sameach says, Lule de Mistafina. Right, you're always going to say a Chiddush. Were I not scared, I would say the following. So he's not so scared, so he says it. So Lule de Mistafina, Hava Amina de Kelim dafka Nakit. Says the Ar Sameach in Hilchas Eiruvin, I didn't see this anywhere, but I think that Reb Shimon's Shita, the heter of going from chatzer to chatzer or karpif to karpif, is dafka by kelim. Aval ochlin, but foods, afagav the shavsub tocha chatzer, osur lahachnisa lachatzer chaver below erev. But when it comes to food, so then I wouldn't say you're allowed to go from chatzer to chatzer. Why? Why? Number one, it's all the cases in the Gemara, but that might not be dafka. But the time up, where do you eat usually? The bayis having makam pita that usually eat in the house. The ochlin sofan lovo the bayis lahe achel b'makam mutzna. Even if it starts out in the chatzer, look how you can eat it. Let's say at the beginning of Shabbos. Let's say you put stuff on your grill and you turned off the grill before Shabbos and you left it open. You're gonna leave it there. You're gonna take it off the grill on Shabbos. You made it. It's all off there. The grill's open, or you put a plate over it. So you're gonna go take it off. So it starts out in your chatzer. So it's off in your chatzer. So assuming the grill isn't 10 up and 4 wide by itself, which would be its own Rosh Hashanah. But he says, let's say you left food there. So says the Ar Sameach, you would not be able to tarry from that food from chatzer to chatzer. Why? Bahavi kiman the shavsu b'bayis. It's just like stuff that started out in the house. V'dina kekelem shavsu b'bayis. Why? To lozei in chatzer v'chapipas rishas achas. V'lachein lo matzano, that's why we only find it. V'tayma, why? Because it's going to end up in the other house. Again, there's no, he's close to not all Rishon him seem to say this, but he thinks it makes sense, just reading the Bishayis and the Gemara, that the Svara would apply only by Kalim. That's what the Mishnah says, Kalim, and not by Ochlin. Okay, so that's the three-way Machlokas Tanoim we have in the Mishnah. Yosef Abaye bar Avin, Rav Chanina bar Avin, V'yosef Abaye gabayhu, V'yasvi v'kamri, Bishlama Rabbanon. As Abaye was a common name then. Two people, two Abayas. Abaye bar Avin and Abaye. Bishlamal Rabbanan Ksavri, Kishem Shita Yurin Chalukim Ilamata, Kach Yurin Chalukim Ilamala. I understand the Shita of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say everything's Aser. So that makes sense, because the roofs go by the houses underneath. So just like the houses, you don't carry from one to the other. So to the roofs, you can't carry from one to the other. They each owned by separate people. El Rabbi Meir, Mike Savar. But what's the Shita of Rabbi Meir? Ika Savar, Kishem Shita Yurin Chalukim Ilamata, Kach Yurin Chalukim Ilamala. If Rabbi Meir fundamentally agrees with the Rabbanan that they're each separate, so am I Rishas Achasein? So why are you allowed to carry from one to the other? And if you say they're not chaluk, what did Rashi say on the Mishnah? Because ain't tashmisha tadir. So the Rashi points out the Gemara is about to give a different reason. Why? To call lamala miyud rishus achasi, because anything above 10 is one rishus. Right? So if that's the sorrow, in other words, if Rabbi Meir matirs, then afilu gagabo asara. V'namach yunami. So in other words, how could Rabbi Meir have this middle shita? Say you could carry from one chaser to another chaser, but if one, if it's 10 above and 10 below, it's no good. So Amalu Abaya, Tobias says fundamentally he agrees with the Rabbanan. Fundamentally he agrees that they're all Rishus Achas. Why is there an Israel limit? Because of the following. Lo Shami Lachu, didn't you hear Hadam Rabisla Baravdimi? What Rabisla Baravdimi said, Omer Haya Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, Kol Makom Shata Motzi Shnei Rishuyos Vehein Rishus Achas. If you have two Rishuyos, even though they are labeled as the same Rishus, Kigon, Amud Birishus Hayachid, Kivo Asar Barachav Dalid. Let's say in your Rishus Hayachid, in your Chatzer, in your backyard, you have an Amud, you have a pillar that's 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide. So Mikar Adin is one Rishus Hayachid to another Rishus Hayachid. So there shouldn't be any problem. Midaraisa is totally butter. But didn't you hear what Rabbi Meir said? Osir Lakase Falav. It's Osir to put stuff on there. Why? Gzeir Mishab Tel Rishus Arabim. Your Gozer Mishum, that type of Amud Rishus Arabim, which would be Osir Midaraisa. Because you're going from Rishus Arabim to Rishus Hayachid. Sachanami. Rabbi says here too, Gzeira Mishum Tel Bershus Arabim. So to here by the roofs, if one roof is 10 Tvachim higher than the other, it's similar to a case of Tel Bershus Arabim, and it's included in the Gzeira. Remember, when you have Gzeiras, every case of a Gzeira doesn't mean you're really going to get mixed up. Right, because here, what a roof and a pillar. We have to say when Chazal assert a certain category of cases, this was nechlal in the category. That's how you have to look at it. And if this was nechlal in the category, that's why it's going to be usser here. It's an interesting discussion. Just before we continue in the Bir Halacha, well, we've just said this whole discussion about going from Eruv to house to chatzer. We've discussed once before. What about going from house to house? Let's say you have two houses adjoining, and you're going through. So is there any issue where there's no chatzar involved? Do you have to make an Eruv for those two houses? Directly, one to the other. One house to the other. It has to do with apartment buildings. Let's say you have you share a wall, and you're going from room to room. So, or let's say hotel rooms. You know, is there any issue? Does the Eruv chatzar apply there too? Going from one Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid, owned by two different people. So, if you remember, the Bir Halacha quoted that this most poskim are machmir. Most, there is a shita of the, what's the name? The Shoshanim Modavid, that is Mako, but the Bir Halacha quotes that we generally are Machmir. Umuchach mitvarev, the Kashem Shachamim Asru Lataltel, mi bias lechatzer bali eruv, just like it doesn't go from house to chatzer, this is in Shin Ayin, Kamokin Asru lehotim bias lebias. He says, even though some say, you look at the Rambam that we read before, what was the whole Rambam Svar, remember at the beginning of the year? They asked it because you have to treat the chatzah like it was just a rabbin, the house like it was just a yachid. So then that whole formulation doesn't work from house to house. But says the Tosfos Yontif in the beginning of the last parak, maybe the ikar gzeira, the first step of the gzeira was chatzah tobias. But once they did that, and that's the reason for the Rambam. But once they did that, then they extended it to even include bias to bias. And that's what most poskim seem to say. And the Chazon Ish brings a raya from our Gemara that we just read. Why? Because what does the Gemara say? What's the svar of Rabbi Meir? Is it that just like they're split below, they're split above? What do you mean split below? It's two houses next to each other below. Split below, that's included in the Zera. Going from house to house is also included that you would need an Eruv in that case. So the Gemara said, so what is what's the Shita of Rabbi Meir? So he said it's based on a Din Zerabbon. The Ritva here also has an important Ha'ara. So what did we just say according to Rabbi Meir? And we'll see if we pass on like Rabbi Meir in a minute, that if you have the same Rishus, but you have an Amud in Rishus HaYachid, and even in Rishus HaYachid, 10 Tvachim high, 4 Tvachim wide, then you can't put stuff on it. So what about your table at home? What about your table in your house? That's 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide. That's in Rishus HaYachid. So Rabbi Meir says you can't put Svarim on your table. You can't take Svarim off your table. Right, in your house? Right, so obviously you can't be. But you got to ask the kasha, right? What does it say? All cases, kol makom, shadamosi shtei rishuyos v'hin rishus achas. That's exactly what we have at home, right here in the shul, right? So maybe there's a reason that I don't have tables in shul. No, but the lechora, it's not enough of a reason. So says the Ritva, I'm four tables. Don't worry, I'm four tables. Says the Ritva, no, dafka, obviously, it's not going to happen. Upirs ala afuke amuchu bebais makura. Dahashtu lo domi lo tel versus rabim shayna makura velekin lemigzarbe. In a house, that's totally not like a street. A chatzer doesn't have a roof on it. That's included in the gzera. So that's okay. Or a roof, two roofs, one on top of another. That's also, it's not under another roof. But obviously, says the Ritva, if it's inside a house, that's not domil, I'll tell Bishas Rabbim, that's not included in the Gzeira. Okay. It also quotes a day that maybe it only applies where two different people, which he's not sure, he doesn't like this, but two different people own it. But maybe he's not sure about that. But his kash is, Hech Metalton Svarim in a table, that's what he asks. So they have to say that that it doesn't apply because it's not domed to this Gzeira. Yeah.
The hall and the stairwell are considered a chatzar.
And what about the it is a chatzar. The question is the hatirim that we said before about what about the landlord has tfisa sayad in the apartments. That would be the only hatir. The hatir would be based on the fact that the Baal Bais owns all the apartments, so it's all like one. But not that it's not a chatzar inside. But if he has tfisa sayad, according to that Rav Moshe, that he puts all the utilities in each of the apartments, that would be the basis for a hatir. And what about the floor below? I don't think the floor below is any worse than the hallway. They're both considered a chatzar.
What I'm saying is a different height gag for the people that live below you.
Different height gag, meaning what? Reaching out your window from one to the without going into the hallway. Okay, but you're still going, I guess, in the air. It's above. It's makom patur. So reaching from one to the next, that would be this case. Bias, which we say would also need an eruv. Okay. Let us continue. So says the Gemara. So what's the svara? Why Rav Meir says above 10, below 10? Because it's gzeira. Savermina afilu machtashes afilu gigas. So he thought to say that Rav Meir would aser even if you have a big kli in the middle of the street that also is going to be aser to put stuff on and take stuff off of that. Amar lo abaya no hachi amar ramar lo amar Rav Meir ela amud va'amas harechayim hol v'adam kovela hen makom. Only permanent stationary items apply. A real pillar or a part of a kli that stays, that's very heavy and stays there, or a roof. But cases where you have a kli, that's a big kli, so that does not apply. This might also be the heter for tables. If you can move the table around, it's also not kovel o makom. V'harei, 1 second, kososh meshech shtei chatzeros de kavua. Well, let's say you have two chatzeros, and you have a wall in between, and that's kavua. V'yamar Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda says, k'shetimza lomar lo divrei b'meir, and according to Rabbi Meir, who we had in the Mishnah, that says you're allowed to go from chatzer to chatzer. Gagin reshus la'atzman, chatzeros reshus la'atzman, karpefos reshus la'atzman. So if you have all these things, are you allowed to go from one to the other? My lot the shor l'tiltol derech kosel. How are you going to get from one chatzar to the other chatzar? Rabbi Meir says you can go from chatzar to chatzar. How do you get from one to the other? Must be on top of the roof, on top of the wall. You put something on top of the wall, and then somebody else brings it down on the other side. So you see, isn't that like tel b'shus arabim? That's like tel that's similar. It's a higher area. So Amar Funa by Yehuda. Amar Sheshes no lo lahakos lo the derech psachim. You know what that case is? You're going through windows in the wall. You're not going through on tops. So you're going through windows in the wall. So that's why it's not dome to a tel b'shus arabim, or it's not even higher than 10 tefachim. So that's why it is not a problem. That is all Shitas Rebbe Meir. Or the Tosfos says, you could also say the wall is not 4 tefachim wide, so it's not its own rishus. The little Tosfos might. So either way, that is all Shitas Rebbe Meir. Now we get to the Shita of the Chachamim. By the way, do we pass on like this, Rebbe Meir? Do we pass on like this, Rebbe Meir, about this Tel B'Shus Rabim, all these Zeras and Tentzvachim High? Since we referred to once before, the Rosh at the beginning of this parak quotes Tudeus, where he quotes Pirish HaRebbe Yehuda, one of his Rebbe's, the Ein Halacha Rebbe Meir Baha. Why? Why isn't my halacha like a Rebbe Meir? Alba got the Kaimel and Halacha Rebbe Meir B'Gzerosav, even though we had earlier in all the rules and regulations of Psak, that the Halacha is like Rebbe Meir whenever he makes a Gzera, but that's only B'Makom Yachid. Says this Rashita. But B'makam Rabim, so Rameyer B'makam Rabim, that we don't pass on like Rameyer B'gzei Rosav. And the Rush himself argues, because similar to the first Tosas in the Perek, that we do pass on like Rameyer B'gzei Rosav, even against the Rabim. So you have to give a different reason. You're right, the Halacha is not like Rameyer. But for a different reason, both Rush and Tosfos, the first Tosfos say, because there are stomach sources that go like Rabbi Shimon. And that's why we're not going to pass the Halacha of Rebbe Meir. But not because the Halacha of Rebbe Meir Zerosev is limited to where he goes against the Yachid. Even if he goes against the Rabbim, we're still going to pass him like Rebbe Meir. But still here is a different reason, because there are other sources that are anonymous like Rebbe Meir. Okay, b'chachamim omim kol echad v'echad rishus b'fnei atzmo. The chachamim say that no, every rishus, every roof is his own rishus. So itmar, within the shita of the Rabbanan, how machmir are they? Rav amar ema tatzlin bo ela b'dalat amos. Rav says that not only could you not carry from one gog to the next gog, but because that gog is next to your gog, so it's as if it's what we've had before, nifritsa b'milu l'makom asrla. My gog is next to your gog. If I can't carry to your gog asers my gog on me. And I'm only allowed to carry Dalet Amos in my own gog. because it's nifras l'makom ha'asir la. It's totally broken to a makom that's asir for it. As we've had before, all the way, I think, back in the second parak, that if you have a rishus that's open to your rishus, then that rishus asirs if you didn't make an eruv. See, here too, says Rav, the second that you say that the gagos are separate, not only are they separate, and I'm not allowed to carry into your gag, but your gag now asirs my gag, and I'm only allowed to carry dalat amas. Ushmol amar mutalatata bakulo. Shmuel says, no, you're allowed to carry in your entire gag. Why? We'll see the svaras in a minute. B'mechitzos ha'nikaros dekuli amalo pligi. If the mechitzos, if the walls around the gagos are nikar, everybody agrees. How are they nikar? Got your picture book? The nikar, again, in picture 313, if the roofs have a little space, meaning if the apartments are somewhat separate from each other, so when you're on the gag, you can look down and see the mechitzos. You can see the mechitzos. So in that case, that's called mechitzos nikaros. So in a case of mechitzos nikaros, so then everybody would agree that what? That it's mutter. It's mutter. That even Rab would agree there is not asr. Why? Because of the principle of good asik mechitzta. The mechitzas shoot up. Good. Pull. Asik mechitzta. The mechitzas shoot up. So that principle is a halacha moshe misina. You can't argue with that principle. The question is, when does it apply? So according to everybody agrees that if mechitzas are nikaros, then that principle applies. The Meiri says, you could have also said that you just have walls sticking higher than the roof. That's also mechitzas nikaros. You don't dafka have to have it like right, the separate buildings. Again, the Ritva, some other Rishonim say, they say there's problems with that pshat. But anyway, the Meiri suggests that pshat. That not only if you have the separated wall, separated buildings, so you can see down, but even if the walls shoot up. So by mechitzas nikaros, everybody agrees, you say, good ochasek mechitzta. Ki pligi me mechitzas she'ena nikaros. The machlokas is where mechitzas are not nikaros. Picture 314, in other words, where the buildings are together. So there's not a separate wall to be seen. So Rabba, ma'e matatzel in ba'ala b'dalaramos. So Rab says, therefore you can only carry dalaramos. Lo armina good asik mechitzta. You don't say good asik when the mechitzos are not nikar. Shmuel amar mutal tata bakulo, damar good asik mechitzta. Shmuel said, no, you say good asik mechitzta even if the walls are not nikaros. There is a machlokas achronim. Is this machlokas on a drabanan level or on a daraisa level? In other words, there's an halacha moshe b'sinai, good asik mechitzta. So is it that we have a mesora that mita oraisa? It's limited to mechitzos nikaros? Or no, everybody agrees to oraisa. Everybody agrees mita oraisa, good asik mechitzta. What, do you get the details? Everybody agrees, even mechitzah she'ena nikaros. No, Rav is gozer midrabanan, that you don't say it by mechitzah she'ena nikaros. Meaning you're gozer against halacha moshe b'sinai in certain cases. That's a machlokas achronim. I'll just give you one. The Chai Adam writes in Hilchah Shabbos. Halacha moshe b'sinai dehecha d'yesh mechitzos amrina good asik. Ki ilu hamechitzos olim al rakia. But I'm not midrabanan, dafka sha mechitzos nikaros. The word says the Chai Adam. Good asik, or good achis, is midaraisa, it's everything. Midrabanan, Rabbis goes there, that only by mechitzos nikaros, la'osan sha'omdim lamala. Avalei mechusos, right, if they're mechusa, so then they would not be, you'd not be able to apply the principle. So it's machlokas on a drabanan level. Others, b'shem the chazonish, they say that, no, that it's even daraisa. Daraisa, mechitzos ain't any karos, they're not mechitzos, period. So you can't say good asik. Yeah. Two buildings that shared a common wall, like in the picture. Right, so that's why some...
No, the picture, you see, there are two separate walls.
In picture 314. Two separate walls. What if they share a common wall? Share a common wall would not be better.
Which one are we talking about? In other words, if you have two buildings, one was built 5 years ago, another one was built today. They both have walls, they're just next to each other.
Right, if you both have walls next to each other, so are they nikars? That's what I mentioned before, that the Meiri suggests that, but other Rishonim, the Ritva and others say maybe Rashi, isn't that a simple pshat? Why didn't Rashi just say that the walls are sticking up? He has to say that they're spaced away from each other, so it could be there are reasons why that wouldn't be good. Could be there are reasons that it wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
Shmuel holds, Shmuel was machmir. That's right, Derech Avir. So Derech Avir. So the question is, are they four tefachim away from each other? They might not be four tefachim away from each other. The Derech Avir is only if you have to shoot something four tefachim away. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tanan. Says the Gemara, V'cham Omim call Echad V'Echad Rishus La'atzmo. The language of the Mishnah in the Rabbanan was, every Rishus is its own. So, Bishlam al-Lishmol Nicha. So that makes sense, that sounds right according to Shmuel. Because what does it sound like? Rishus La'atzmo sounds like, you could use the whole Rishus. Rishus La'atzmo. You can't go in another Rishus, we can use the whole Rishus. El Rav Kasha, but according to Rav, doesn't sound like Rishus La'atzmo means you can only carry Dalet Amos in this Rishus. So Amri Bei Rav, Mishmei De Rav, Shlei Talto Beis Amos Begagzeh, Beis Amos Begagzeh. No, it is telling me a heter. That's what Rishus La'atzmo means. What's the heter? The heter is that you're allowed to carry four Amos in your own Gag. Something that you're not allowed to do across Gagos. Two Amos in this Gag and two Amos in that Gag. So you're right. Rishus La'atzmo doesn't mean the entire Gag, but it's still telling you a heter. The heter of, you're allowed to carry four Amos here. You're just not allowed to carry two in here and two in there. So two Amos in this area. We've had before the discussion of Chatzishir when it comes to Dalet Amos in a certain Rishus. Whether that might not even be a Chatzishir, that might be a Chatzimalacha. Here they're ready to even on a Drabanan level. So I don't know if you could talk in those terms. But even though, either way, that's the heter that is being alluded to in the Mishnah according to Rav. How could you give that answer? When we were in Bavel, so Rav's yeshiva said in the name of Rav when we were in Bavel that you can only carry Dalet Amos. But the Talmidim of Shmuel brought a brisa, Ein Lohen Elo Gagon, which had that lashon that they only have their roof. My Ein Lohen Elo Gagon. What does that mean? Doesn't that mean that doesn't that sound like the language of our Mishnah? They could be metalzel on the whole thing that they have the gag. Says the Gemara. What's the difference between that language and the Mishnah's lashon? We gave an answer to our Mishnah that it means the heter is trying to say that you're not allowed to carry two in this gag and two in that gag. So hachanami. So interpret the brisa that way as well. Beis amos begagzeh or beis amos begagzeh. Right, so there's no bigger, greater kasha from the Brisa than there is in the Mishnah. And when the Mishnah and the Brisa say you have the heter of the Gag, that means you have the heter of the Gag of Dalet Amos, and you can't carry two Amos here and two Amos there. Amar Rav Yosef Lo Shami Ali Hashmaitza. Rav Yosef says, "Oh, I never heard this. I never heard what Hashmaitza." So Rashi says Hashmaitza. Last wide line to Shmuel. I never heard the sheet of Shmuel that you say good asa mechitzos even when they are not nikar. That's what he said. I never heard that. So again, as we've had a number of times, Amalei Abaya, At Amrit Nielan, Vaho Amrit Nielan. What do you mean, Rebbe? Right? Rebbe Yosef got sick. He forgot much of his learning. So Abaya turns to him and says, Rebbe, but you told us it. And you said it about the following. So this one's going to be, though, unusual, which we'll see in a minute, this context. So says Abaya, Rebbe, you taught it to us, this principle of using even Mechisa She'en and Ikaros. In what case? Gag Godol HaSamach L'Katan. Let's say you have a large roof next to a small roof. Look in the picture book. We're going to have a large roof next to a big roof. Hagadol mutter v'hakatan asur. So the big one is mutter and the katan is asur. Why? As we've had before, we've had cases in the Mishnayos earlier. We have a chatzar gadol next to a chatzar katana. Because standing from the gadol looking out, right? So then you have what are they called? I'm sorry, the gifufin, right? So you have the gifufin, you have the little wall sticking out on the sides. So it's not nifrat's totally on one side. But mitzad the katan, it lost a wall, totally open to the gadol. So that's why the gadol is going to be mutter, and the katan is going to be, asr. Va'amrit lon Allah, and you, Rebbe Rav Yosef, told us about this statement. Shmuel is the sheet that we're talking about. It says regarding that, when do you say that the katan is usur if there are diurin in each roof and they travel from one to the other? So in that case, that's where the katan is going to be usur and the gadol is going to be mutter. Why? The havila had the katan mechitza nidrases. Because in that case, what's the katan's potential mechitza that it would use? That's the place where you go, that you cross over into the gadol, right? That's the middle area into going into the gadol. So if people trample on that area, you obviously can't use it as a mechitza. So that's why if there are people that travel across from the big to the small and the small to the big roof, then obviously the katan does lack a mechitza on that side. Similar to the principle we had earlier on Daf Chaf Beis called Asi Rabi Mavatli Mechitza. Now we had it's not exactly the same, but there too we spoke about the pasin. If you have a street going through the pasin, you're not allowed to have the does it ruin the pasin or not? That's a machlokas tanoim. So says the Gemara, Abaya, that you obviously told us that when do you say this halacha applies, that the gadol is butter and the katan is usur, only when people trample across the road, the pathway on top. But if they basically keep to themselves and they don't travel off, shnei mutarin, then even the katan would be mutter, as long as you don't have people crossing over, because you don't have the drisas regel on top of the mechitza. So what do you see from this case? How is the katan, how is the gadol good? It's only if you're using mechitza she'ena nikaros. Right? You have these mechitzas that shoot up. Good achaz mechitza. So, Rebbe, Rav Yosef, you told us this. So this is one of the only Gemara's that Rav Yosef answers and says, no, you're still wrong. You reminded me, but I didn't say that. Usually that's the end of the story. So I saw the Chazon Ish's quote as a Wadi Dafka, he answered him here out of all the cases, but he must have like jarred his memory somehow by reminding him. He says, Amale, ano hachi amidachu. No, this is what I said to you. This is what, so he jarred his memory a little bit. This is what I said. So lo shanu, it's a different limitation. Lo shanu, elosh yesh mechitza al zeh, o mechitza al zeh. When do you, what's the limit? When do you say that the gadol is looking now to 3:16? Picture 3:16. When do you say that the big one is mutter and the small one is usser? When there are walls totally surrounding both of the roofs, all the way on the external rim of the roofs. So that's when you say, when there's a mechitza al mechitza zeh, the gadol mishri begifufei, and the gadol is matir with gifufei, meaning the wall sticking out on the fourth side, so it's as if it has a wall, the katan nifras b'miluo, and the katan is totally broken through. Aval ein mechitza lo al zeh, v'lo al zeh, but if you don't have any mechitzos, shnei masurin. But if you don't have any mechitzos, shnei masurin. Why? Because the katan also would aser on the gadol, because there are only using good asik, and it could be that you wouldn't apply it by mechitza she'ena nikaros. So that's why Rabbi Yosef says, I'm not sure, I never heard Shmuel before. This is what I said to you. I didn't say earlier. So the Gemara, so it says Abhayev, 1 second, Rebbe, v'hadiyurin amritlan. I remember for sure that you used the word diyurin. So how can you say it means just the mechitzas? You used diyurin, Rebbe. I have it in my notes. Right, so he says, so Rabbi Yosef again says, if I said to urine, if I mentioned that, so then this is what I meant to say. This is what I meant to say. Lo shanu, ela sheyesh mechitza ru'uya ledira alzeh, u'mechitza ru'uya ledira alzeh. This halacha applies that the gadol is mutter and the katan is aser, only if you have a sturdy mechitza on the big one and a sturdy mechitz on the small one. So then we say again, that's when the gadol would be mutter and the katan would be aser. Aval yesh mechitza ru'uya ledira ala gadol ve'ein ru'uya ledira ala katan. But let's say the big one has a sturdy mechitza and the small one does not have a sturdy mechitza. It has a little flimsy mechitza. So then afilu katan shari lebnei gadol. So then you have the added chiddush that even the B'nai Gadol can even walk into the Katan. Not only does the B'nai Katan not aser on the Gadol, but the B'nai Gadol could use the Katan. My time, why? Kiva delo oven mechitza, siluki saliku nafshayam mehacha. Since the small ones didn't make a mechitza, it must be they're saying, we're not going to use our gag on Shabbos. They're being misalik themselves. And therefore, they're even allowed, the B'nai Gadol are even allowed to use the B'nai Katan. But again, Rav Yosef is emphasizing, I never said anything about Mechitza Shein and Ikaros, and that's why I say, I never heard that before. Either way, he had said one of these two. Again, with a big one, has the real machitzas, the small one has the smaller ones, and the small one would be usser, would be mutter, even for the big one. The Sfasemis just has a ha'ara here that the Gemara could have said, l'chora, according to the svar of the Gemara, you could have just said just the opposite. What if the small one has the real sturdy machitzas, and the big one has small machitzas? Then l'chora, you say the same thing, that the big one has been misalik themselves, and the small the people from the B'nai Katan could go into the B'nai Gadol. So l'chora, you could have said just the opposite. L'hafech. Says the Sfasemis. He said, "L'chora kasha ha'mistama huad nifchanami b'yish mechitzas b'ruis l'dira l'akadav ol gadol b'nekadav mutarin v'yadra b'nira the kol shekainu." So it should be even a kol shekain. The b'nei gadol who you look at this and you say the b'nei gadol seem to have more rights. So when the b'nei katan go leave, so then you can say the b'nei gadol, you know, it makes sense that they could use the katan. But to be able to say the opposite case that the b'nei katan could be able to use the b'nei gadol, so that would even be a bigger chiddush. So the l'chora says that that he said maybe the Gemara should have said that way. And he said maybe there's another chiddush in both directions. But either way, the important horror of the Sfasemis is that according to the Sfara, it would go in either direction. It would go big to small, or small to big, whoever has the sturdy mechitzas. So continues the Gemara. Keha, similar case where the siluk applies. Kad Amar of Nachman, asa sulam kavu l'gago, hutu v'chol gagan kulan. Just like Rav Nachman said, that let's say everybody has roofs up to their houses, up to their ladders going from their houses to their roofs. So if one person makes a sulam kavua going up to his roof and nobody else in the town did, so then he is showing that he is serious about using his gag on Shabbos, and therefore he could use all of them and not everybody else because they're misalik themselves for the fact that they didn't set it up before Shabbos. Similar, Amar Abaya, Bana aliyah al gabei beso. Let's say you built a second story on your house. Pisha 317, 318. According to Rashi, this means, and you make a little doorway of four tefachim wide. And you make a little doorway facing the roof, facing the roofs, huta b'chol agagin kulon. So now you're mutter to use a agagin, because it's just like the sulam. Just like the sulam going up to your roof, you're showing that you're serious about using it. So to here, if you have a doorway that's open to the roofs from your new second story, so that is showing that you are serious about using it. Amar Rava, pa'amim shadaka l'isser. Rava says, sometimes a daka could hurt you. So how? Hechi dami, da'avita l'hadi tarbitza. Debase. Let's say you build that second story, but you make the doorway facing the other way. In picture 318, you make the doorway facing your garden. So if you wouldn't have made a doorway at all, so then fine, you could use this all the roofs. But now that you've made the doorway dafka to the other side, so then we say, we say, oh, you must have made this second story and this door. You're going to look out to take care, look out at your garden on Shabbos, but not dafka that you can use the other roofs. So sometimes, the more you do, call a mosav goreya. Here, you put the second story up there, where the door is facing the other way, so that way it's going to hurt you, it's not just going to help you. Okay, we'll stop here. Afrelech m'chanaka, zos chanaka, and we will continue tomorrow.
First, I understand.